Hi, this is Rebecca. I'm returning a callback request from XPO.
Yes, ma'am. One second.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on speakerphone if that's okay.
Sure.
You one second here. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. Alrighty. Is this Rebecca?
Yes.
Yeah, we spoke Friday. Or Monday, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I have an order number here for you.
Okay.
It is 00169102903.
Did you cut out? Because I heard 00. Is it 07016?
0016.
Weird. Okay.
That's what the other guy said too. I can get the phone number if you need it.
No, you're fine. 0016. What's the rest of it?
2910-2903.
Okay. 903. So that. Is that a Home Depot or a Best Buy order?
That is a Best Buy. I do believe.
Are you delivering? Is it a complex install? Because that sounds like a home delivery order number.
It is. It's a home delivery number, but we deliver and install it.
What's the type? What's the product?
Let's see. That was a washer and dryer. Washer and dryer, I do believe.
Yeah, that's why I've got to get you to a different department. We don't handle those unless they're complex. They've got to have one of those 8-digit DMS numbers, or it's not going to be in my system. I mean, what's his zip code?
I do not have the zip code. I got the phone number. What I'm trying to do is I need to close out the ticket.
I got to see if I can find it.
Okay.
Just a moment, because if it's not in my system, I'm going to have to get you over to home delivery. I know that's awful because they shifted them to the Philippines.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we used to do it, but the economy happened. All right.
Yeah, right.
And then
that thing.
02. Oh, goodness.
I did have one on the earlier one that I called in, and he was able to pull it up through the phone number. He said
yeah.
The same thing as the 20 code.
I'm just getting the phone number up here. What is the phone number?
813-758-3258.
3258. See, they used to do home delivery and tech line out of the same program, the DMS program, but they moved home delivery over to an OMS program, which is where those 00 numbers come from.
Gotcha.
Bear with me. I'm just waiting for the phone number to load. I just hate the search because it literally freezes up DMS and won't let you do anything for
Uh-oh.
A few minutes. I mean, do you have DMS numbers on any of your route today?
Yeah, this was from Friday or from Monday.
Huh.
What happened? I had a job that I couldn't finish out the app, and I couldn't do the other two because you got to finish before you start another one.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm still waiting for this phone number to load.
Take time, no rush.
One day. Is it at least a gas dryer?
That's right. That's what it was.
Okay. Then there's hope.
There's hope?
Yeah, there's hope. It depends on really where you're located, whether or not they use us for the gas dryers.
Florida.
Yeah. Still waiting for that phone number to pull up something here.
No problem. Hey, I got a question while I got you. Why does some of the people that I call for Best Buy and Costco from XPO, they will help you out with the eTrack app, and some people will not do it?
Well, it depends on what you're asking them to do. Like, we can put orders in pending client reschedule, but we can't complete out an order. Typically, you have to forward that to your area manager unless we call and confirm with the customer that it's been completed. So if we're able to confirm with the customer that it's completed, we can close it out. Otherwise, we send it to home office. They follow up and get it closed out.
Okay. Would you be able to do that today? Can you call?
If I can get the order loaded, I certainly will.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for it to load.
No problem. We got an hour ride to the next job, so we can.
Here it
we
is.
Got plenty of time.
Yeah, I've got a 06 number. Marvin Vargas.
Yes, that's it.
It's closed out as delivered on my end and complete.
It's closed out.
As completed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I guess we don't need to close it out then.
Close it out. Is it off your manifest?
It was on the route Friday. And
looks like Trevor Sikrisenji closed it out.
Trevor closed it out. Ouch. Yeah, I'll get kicked in the head for that later.
Well, you
there
can.
Was also.
Let me check another one for you.
Yeah, one more. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Is it by phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. I just got to get to the correct search screen. All right. And what's that phone number?
It is 727-692-2890.
2890. Yeah, I'm sure at the end of the day, the boss man will get it closed out to get paid. But, I mean, it's also a process that's changed. We used to be told don't close out anything, have them call the VAT line or their area manager. And
okay.
Then they loosened it to if we can confirm with the customer and get a breeze code, et cetera, et cetera.
I got you. Yeah, I've had a couple of them. I'm not mentioning any names, but.
Well, it gets confusing, I guess, for some of the agents because processes change constantly, but
yeah.
We keep them updated. So, I mean, if you have a bad experience with an agent, please let us know so that we can get that agent coached.
Well, the lady is, I'll tell you, Sandra. Her name is Sandra, but she is something else to deal with.
Yeah,
I don't know if that rings a bell or anything.
Oh, yeah, I know. She's a little set in her ways.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, anyway, it is what it is. No
well,
problem.
It's good to know. I can definitely send a note over to her lead to get with her about this. I'm actually training a new class for this, so we'll have some extra agents in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble or anything.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Doing what she thought was right. I'm trying to be a jerk. But.
No, if she didn't get that update, because here's the thing, all of our agents work different shifts. So
okay.
We post the updates, we email the updates, but they can get missed. So if I know that she's not updated, I can make sure that she's updated.
I got you.
It's just been a little weird since everyone started working from home.
Yeah, I can imagine. Are y'all back in the office or are you still working at home?
I'm a supervisor, so I'm in the office. If an agent can work from home and they're not, you know, just they're being focused while they're at home, they can work from home.
Right. Yep, I bet that is kind of hard to work from home.
I enjoyed it, but I just enjoyed the lack of commute, but it's nice to get outside. My husband's still stuck working from home, and he's jealous of me going to work at 8 a.m. And I'm just like, honey, just wait, because you'll get to go back to work soon. So
you'll hate it. You'll go back to work, and you'll
we can be grouchy together about the same thing.
Yeah, we deliver a lot for people, and they work at home, and they're. Yeah, some people like it, some people don't. So I guess it's work. So
I told him he can, you know, become a supervisor here, and we'll trade, and I'll just go be a regular agent and work from home.
There you go.
And he was like, "No, that's okay." Okay, Brian Horsham.
That's it.
All right, he is closed out by Trevor as well on the 16th.
Great. Okay, that is great.
All right, well, you guys take care. Thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. I appreciate it.
Have a great one.
Right.